Hey everybody, it is Mary Beth Haynes here, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and this is the episode where I answer your questions to the animals in your life, whether they be here on earth or in spirit. Because there were so many questions that came through on this third time that I'm doing this, I had to divide everything up into two episodes. Otherwise, the first episode was going to be really, really, really long. So what I've done is I've answered everybody's questions and then I've put it into this particular episode, episode 65, and then there will also be an episode 66, which will be the remaining half of the questions as well. I'm going to publish them both at the same time, so there'll be these two episodes in which your questions and answers have been able to be recorded. I really want to thank you for this time together. I really enjoy doing these, and I would really love to ask for your feedback. If you find that these are helpful and that the messages from your animals have been helpful for you, and if you would be open to leaving a review for the podcast or sending me an email with your testimonial or thoughts about this, I would just really love to receive that. It's always wonderful to know if this is being helpful. In my heart, I feel it is. But I would love to hear from you on that. I'm not a mind reader. And so it would be really great to know if you find that these are helpful. Because if they are, I'll continue doing them. So this is our third ever Awaken with Animals question and answer episode where I receive your questions to the animals in your life and I communicate with them, recorded live, and then publish it as the podcast episode. Many thanks for this time together, and following will come part one of two in the third Awaken with Animals question and answer. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. I wish to thank you all for being a part of this Q&A podcast episode. And for those of you who sent in your questions, what I'm doing right now is I'm just setting the space. And I thought that I would record it from the very beginning so that you can hear how I align and how I move into the space of communicating with animals. And it all begins with setting my intention and then calling in the energies to help support this. I also will ask your animals the questions that you sent forward, but before I do, I want to make sure that I have their permission. For I never wish to impose my energy upon any being without their permission, of course. So as I connect in, I wish to become present in this very moment. For any parts and pieces of me that I may have left at other places unknowingly or knowingly, I wish to call them all back now so that I may feel present in this physical body, in this space and time, at this very moment. Connecting in with Mother Gaia, thanking her for her beautiful, beautiful support and foundation, connecting in with her core so that I may feel anchored and grounded. Connecting in with the earth and breathing up her beautiful energy, again, excuse me, in foundation and support for this time together. I also reach up from my heart space, way up into where I can access what I like to call my superconscious mind. And that is the space outside my actual physical mind, the mind that thinks it runs the show all the time. But also to know that when I can expand outwards and come in from my heart space, all those aspects of the physical mind tend to step aside so that the superconscious or that aspect of communication energetically in this way can step forward with ease. And it's almost like reaching up, 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 way from my heart, up through my head, up through the crown, and the top of my head moving up into a unique and beautiful star. And then creating this balanced polarity from above and below so that I'm anchored and connected here in the physical, but that I can also reach far up and out to connect in the energetic space. Calling upon the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light to come and join this space, to come and join and match the vibration and to align to the energies that are needed for this time together in communication with the beautiful animals and the beautiful humans who love them so. Asking for permission for each and every animal's question so that when I ask the question, if that animal does not wish to answer or wishes to maybe be asked a different time, for that to come forward at the time that the question is asked. Expanding in this space, calling upon God and my spiritual team to assist and support, as I am the conduit of energy to bring these messages through, and to do so in a way that is with love and always from the intention of love's light. Cleansing and clearing the space of anything that does not serve this time together and replacing it with the energies that do serve this fully and completely with ease and grace. And as we open the door to this communication, I ask that a blessing be placed upon us. I ask for messages of wisdom, guidance, and inspiration to be given and received with love, with clarity, with divine blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, before I begin, I wish to let you know that the questions that you have asked the beautiful animals in your life, and because of the timing of the episode, I can only spend a minute or two with your questions. So if you find that you want to dig deeper or go further into your question, you're also always welcome to reach out and we can always set up a session to take it further. But in the meantime and in this present moment, it is with joy in my heart that I have this opportunity to be able to share in this way. I say it's a gift to you, but I also want you to know that this is a gift to me. For when I'm in this space, I feel like I'm home. So I wish to thank you and the animals for this. One more thing is you're going to hear me moving and clicking on my computer just because that's how all your questions have come forward. So I'm not going to spend time editing any of this out. You may also hear spaces of silence. And usually when you're listening to a podcast, you don't like to have a lot of silent spaces. But remember, this is an energetic communication episode and therefore there may be extra sounds. There may be spaces of air that are silent, etc. I don't know how this is going to go, but I do trust and I again am grateful to be here. So the first question that we have is from Nancy. Nancy has asked the question, has my long gone dog Sage returned to be with me in the form of another dog? Is she with me now? Nancy, when I ask this question, I feel very, very strongly in my heart space a feeling of excitement. It's actually moving from my heart space all the way up into my head. Now, I know we don't have a photo of Sage, so I'm just connecting into your question energetically, and I keep feeling Sage, Sage, Sage. Like, I keep hearing the name, her name in my head, and she's excited, she's excited, she's excited. So I'm just asking her, okay, Sage, I feel you and I hear you and I know of your presence. Thank you for being here. Nancy, I feel mom, I want to call you mom, so I'm just going to go with it. So mom has asked a question. She is thinking of you, Sage, and she's asked if you've returned to be with her in the form of another dog. So I'm getting a full expansion here, but I'm getting some dizziness with it. So I'm just going to ask Sage to kind of show me in a different way, because I'm asking, what's this dizziness for? So Nancy, Sage feels very, very elevated, like very, very high vibrational. Okay, so she feels like she's very high vibrational. And sometimes when I get dizzy, I want to ask, where am I connecting to? And I feel like I'm being connected to a very high realm of vibration. So it feels like her message is being brought forward from this high vibrational realm. And it feels like, you know, we want to talk angelic realm. We want to even talk higher than that. I feel like I want to go two or three levels higher than the angelics. And I feel like this message is being brought forward with their vibration, with your message. So I want to ask you, Nancy, does this make sense to you with regards to the level of vibration that Sage's message is coming through? It feels like there's a deeper message and a bigger picture here for you to receive from this. It's also showing me that Sage's vibration is of a very high level as well. When you ask the question, has she returned to be with you in the form of another dog? I feel a huge expansion in that, and I feel like there is a very plausible possibility of a yes. For some reason, I keep seeing golden. So I keep seeing a golden dog. Now, sometimes when I see these, they are literal, meaning it is a golden dog, or sometimes it's symbolic of something. Sometimes it's like they're showing me something that I can understand, and they'll show it to me in the form that I can receive it. So when I think of golden dogs, I immediately go to like a golden retriever or a golden lab. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is the form, but that's what I'm being shown. For some reason, golden retriever is coming stronger than golden lab, but it's something to do with the color gold, color golden. And so I do feel like, yes, she has returned to be with you in the form of another dog, and I feel like there is the color golden. So whether this is present now or whether this is something that this dog is already here on earth and is going to be with you, there's the possibility of both of that. Just asking if there's anything else that she wishes to share. There's just a lot of excitement from her, a lot of excitement. She keeps wanting to show me the color, kind of like a crimson or a rose color, like a deep red. And she's sharing this forward with much, much, much excitement. And much love. She's very grateful that you've asked this question, because she's also saying that she's been sending you messages from spirit as well. Because even if she has returned to be with you in the form of another dog, the spirit of who Sage is when she was here on earth, that soul aspect of her is still very much present. And therefore, she's sending you lots of messages. And I keep getting kind of like it's like a crimson or a deep red color that she wants to share with you as well. I welcome your feedback on this, Nancy. Thank you so much for this opportunity to connect with Sage in this way. Sage, thank you for bringing your message forward as well. All right, next question. This is from Alessandra. Hi, Mary Beth. I hope this email finds you well. My dog Stormy is 2.5 years old and is an absolute joy to have in our lives. She is super energetic and such a loving doggy. My question for her: what are the things that bring you the most joy that we do together or in your life generally? I want to continue to do her favorite things with her to ensure she lives the best, most fulfilling life. All right, you've sent photos of Stormy. Thank you so much for that. So just give me a second here. Stormy is bringing me the feeling, so she's giving me this message of what feels like to be, the only way that I can explain it, Alessandra, is like, I feel like I'm in the sun. I feel like the sun is nice and warm, and it's like gently coming over me, and it's giving me this really nice, cuddly, safe space. Does any of this make sense to you so far? Your question for her is, what are the things that bring her the most joy that you guys do together? So, Stormy, what are the things that bring you the most joy that you and your mom, Alessandra, do together or in your life generally? Because she wants to continue to do your favorite things and to ensure that you live your best, most fulfilling life. What are the things that bring you the most joy that you do with mom? So I'm getting like the cuddles, the snuggles. I feel like there's little, I feel like fingers. You let me know if this makes sense, please. I feel like there's fingers being put in my mouth. I feel like there's fingers almost like, I don't know if it's something like kind of chewing on them or gumming them, but it feels like it almost could be like a memory of hers that she's sharing, that almost like, whether she does this now or she used to do it, almost like giving like a chewing or a gnawing on your fingers. I get a lot of giggles with this from her. And I feel like she's bringing that forward. And I just wanted to ask if this makes sense to you at all, Alessandra. So again, this can be literal or it can be symbolic of something. So please keep that in mind. Just asking her what... because you would like to continue doing her favorite things. What are your favorite things, sweet girl? What are your favorite things to do with mom? She says it's my joy to do these things, and she says that because I'm her teacher. So Stormy, you're mom's teacher? And she said, yeah, I'm her teacher. I'm showing her things. I'm showing her things through my life experiences. She shows me like kind of like what it feels like to go through life and experiences, and how sometimes we may stumble or fall or you know, drop things, but we just pick them back up again. And then we continue the play forward. Play is really important to her. She feels like there's a big lesson in teaching you the concept of play. And she asks you to kind of look through her eyes, how she views the world through her play. Because when she plays, she's also teaching you things and helping you with bringing in the vibration of play into your life. That's something that's really important to her as a teacher, and she really feels like being a teacher for you is her purpose, and to be your teacher and to be able to witness life through how she experiences her life, she's showing me that that brings her joy, and that's one of her favorite things to do, is to be your teacher. So Alessandra, would you be open to allowing your beautiful furry girl to continue being your teacher, to see life through her eyes and how she experiences life as Stormy the dog, and to be able to continue having that joy? Because she's showing me that there's a message here and a deeper picture and a bigger meaning to the concept of play. Play is really, really important to her, and she's also saying that when she can have a really good day of play, the end of the day feels really good and she sleeps really, really well. And she's showing me kind of like a mirror, whereas something about to helping you sleep really, really well as well. Beautiful soul connection that you both share together. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with your beautiful girl, Alessandra. And thank you, Stormy, for sharing your messages for your mom. All right, the next question is from Joni. Joni is asking about Sophie. Can you please ask my Sophie if she wants all her teeth pulled or whether she is having pain? She is scheduled to have all her teeth pulled in November. So I'm just pulling Sophie's photo up. Hi, beautiful girl. Oh, Sophie is such a special soul. Okay, so Joni, first of all, I do want to say that I'm not a veterinarian and I'm not medically trained, and therefore I'm not able to provide any information on a medical basis. You did say, though, that Sophie does have an appointment scheduled in November. And so what I can do is I can ask Sophie how she feels, and maybe if she can share anything about her teeth, her mouth, and whether there's any discomfort. Again, I'm not medically trained, I'm not a veterinarian, therefore all of this information that if she's open to sharing with me would be energetic in nature, and I do welcome you to follow up with your veterinarian or someone who is trained in this area medically or holistically to be able to assist you further. All right, Sophie. So Mom, Joni has some questions for you. She mentioned that you have an appointment coming up next month, and it's to help your mouth. Her specific question is, Sophie, do you want all your teeth pulled? And are you having any pain? So Sophie does share with me what feels like my mouth being... Just give me a second here. Feels like there is a lot of, for some reason I'm feeling it more on my upper versus my lower, but it feels like there is like, it feels like there is discomfort, and it feels, I'm just asking her, so Sophie, there's a difference for us as humans to kind of understand. There's pain where it's like this really hurts. It's sore and it's really affecting me. And then there's discomfort, whereas it's that this hurts, but I can work it through. And that's kind of how I've kind of established the two. Can you kind of show me, is it painful in your mouth or is it more of a discomfort? So I'm getting more energetically towards having some pain. I am getting the upper of my mouth, and I feel like it's from my teeth. And it's moving like straight up, and it's going up past, because you know how she's showing me how our teeth move up and then the nerves and the roots and everything go way up inside, right? So she's bringing that forward, and she's showing me that there is what feels like almost like a throbbing, and that there is, it feels almost like sometimes when we have bacteria or pussy kind of areas, it feels like that is what's causing this pain. And it feels like there is the feeling that she is feeling. I'm going to split your question into two. So first of all, Your second part of the question is if she's having pain, and she is sharing energetically that there is pain that she is having. Again, I'm feeling it more upper than lower. And again, it really feels like there's like, whether it's bacteria or pussy kind of things, and I feel it moving up, like way up into my gum area. So it's kind of like our teeth are bones, and it's moving up into the bony areas, into my gums. You're asking her as well if she wants her teeth pulled. And when I ask her this, she feels very neutral on this. It's kind of like she's looking at this differently than how we as humans would look at getting our teeth pulled. She's just moving through the motions of what's happening, and it just feels very neutral to her whether her teeth get pulled or not. So I just want to let her know, Sophie, that, you know, if the doctors do pull out your teeth, your mouth will feel very different, right? And there will be some adjusting. Joni, she trusts you. She trusts you. And she knows you only want the best for her. And she really feels open to following what you feel is best. She would like to feel better in her mouth. And her focus is just on the love you share. You know how we might focus more on her mouth and her teeth, but she keeps bringing me to the love. And with that, for some reason, she brings me little ear tickles. Feels like I want to scratch a little bit under my ears. Gentle though. Not big kind of scruffy things. Just kind of gentle tickles. But for some reason, under my ears, she brings me there. And when I say my ears, this is her ears. She just brings me to mind so that I can share the message forward. Sophie, you are such a beautiful girl. Thank you for talking with me and sharing with me today to answer your mom's question for you. Joni, I hope that's been helpful for you. Again, if you wanted to ever go deeper with this, we can definitely do that. But in the meantime, I share your beautiful girl Sophie's message with my heart's intention of the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. And thank you for loving her. All right. Elaine has asked a question. I've had my horse Magnolia, her former name is Dreamer, for just over 2 years. Her estimated age is 12 to 14 years. She seems standoffish or aloof with me, and I'd like to know what she needs from me to develop a closer, deeper connection. I know she trusts me, but I'd like to know how to develop a closer relationship with her. All right, so I'm just going to pull up Magnolia's photo here. So just give me a second. You might hear me clicking and moving my mouse. Let me see. Okay. Oh, beautiful. Okay, Magnolia. So Magnolia, I'm here with, I want to call your soul friend, Elaine. And she has some questions for you. She says that she feels that you might be feeling standoffish or maybe aloof with her. And she just wants to know what you need from her. And if she'd like to develop a closer and deeper connection with you. She says that she knows you trust her, but she'd like to know how to develop a closer relationship with her. So, Magnolia, would you be open to doing that? I'm getting from Magnolia an interesting answer. She says here, Elaine, that she's here to teach and also to test. So just asking her what this means. So this feels like it's coming through writing. So just give me a second here. So I'm getting, you said to teach and to test. What does that mean, Magnolia? And thank you for sharing this. I'd love to be able to share with Elaine more about what you mean. Okay. She says here, I'm aloof, but that's what I've learned from my past. She says, I need to test first before I can trust. Okay. Is there anything more that you want to share about that? No, she doesn't. She does bring me back in time. So she's allowing me to go back in time with her, but she's not bringing me back far enough to be able to kind of connect in with what happened. But it really feels like there was something that happened in her past. And from there, she says that she loves. She says that she knows how to love. She says, but. She says, trust. She says trust with her has to be earned. And it takes her a long time to get there. She's also showing me that she does trust you. She does feel safe with you. But she feels like she has to keep her guard up. She shows me her present moment does not give her a situation where her guard needs to be up. Just asking her if there's anything around or anything happening in her life right now that she feels her guard has to come up. And she says that she feels like she's happy. She feels like she's in a happy space. She's in a happy place. But it's the past. It's the past that kind of has walked with her into the present and is still with her. And that keeps her guard up. Magnolia, thank you for sharing this. Your soul friend Elaine says here that she'd like to know what you need from her because she'd like to develop a closer or deeper connection. Are you open to doing that with Elaine as well, your soul partner, your soul friend? She's working on it. She's working on it. If there's a way that she can... So actually, it feels like this is coming from you, Magnolia, but I want to ask permission first. If you had an opportunity to heal the past and what happened in your past, would you want to do that? She doesn't want to go there, but she would like to be able to let her guard down. Right now, her guard is up. That's how she's learned to cope. That's how she's learned to kind of move through life. And because the past has moved forward into the present with her, the way she shows me, it's kind of like walked along with her. That's why you're feeling that from her. She is open to clearing that, but she doesn't know how. But she wants you to know that she does have trust with you. It's not that she doesn't trust you. She just has something that's happened in her life that she really doesn't know how to let go of yet. Yeah. She really likes the flowers. Something about flowers. She really likes the flowers. Does that make sense to you at all, Elaine? She really likes the flowers. Really feels like there's something about you and flowers. Oh, well, this is interesting. Her name is Magnolia. Well, that's interesting. Okay. So it's kind of, she's bringing me to her name and liking her name. So just wondering if this makes sense to you at all, because she's really bringing forward, she really likes the flowers. Thank you, Magnolia, for talking with me today. Elaine, thank you for asking the question. I know she mentioned something about her past. If you ever wanted to go deeper with her on this, to see how that can help you both build that stronger connection, feel free to reach out at any time. We can definitely set up a session. But in the meantime, I hope that this information from her to you has been helpful in knowing where she's at right now. She brings forward her message with a lot of love. And she brings it forward with a feeling of safeness with you. So thank you for helping her feel safe. And thank you for asking this question to her. Okay. So the next question is for Sarah, from Sarah. Sarah's question is, when you have a bonded pair of pups at 8.5 years... and the pups' names are Milo and Ruby, and who are also litter mates, why would one of them, Milo, decide to cross over now versus his sister, Ruby, and cut his life in half when they were together in life doing the same thing and both taught similar life lessons to me? I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this, so any insight you could provide on this and anything else Milo may want to add, I would greatly appreciate it. So I'm just going to pull up the picture of Milo and Ruby. Oh, such beautiful. Wow. Okay. Sarah, you and I have connected before, and I know of your love for Milo and Ruby. And when I pull up the photo that you sent me of them both, I see such a special, special connection. I not only see the connection between them both, but I see around them this energetic flow. It's tapping into, now I feel like it's going very deep here. It's tapping into a purpose for being with you in your family right now. Milo and Ruby came as littermates and very bonded together. So I see them on the surface level as Milo and Ruby, but I am also hearing and feeling them on their soul's level as well. They're sharing with me that they chose, and it's part of kind of like, I see kind of like this writing, right? It's kind of like a story of like what they chose to incarnate into. And this story was them being together and them learning and teaching. But I feel like Milo is sharing his purpose was to be a healer. And this is a healer of this is interesting. He's saying a healer of his own learning. A lot of times when animals share that they've come to be a healer or a teacher, etc., etc., they've come here to help us with things. They say, I'm here to help my mom, or I'm here to help my dad, or I'm here to help my you know, furry sibling, or whatever it is. He's saying that he came to be a healer, but the purpose was to be a healer of his own learning. And he's sharing that his time here on Earth as Milo was for a time, for a purpose, for a season. He says that Ruby has more learning to do, and that her purpose is of... One second. He says that, it's interesting, this is all coming from Milo. Milo says that Ruby has more learning to do, and her purpose is also of a healer, but her gift of healing is for her family. Milo came here to live his life in dog form, and he, as a healer, was able to help you and work with you in so many ways. Part of his purpose, though, was to be a healer of his own learning. He came to learn certain things. And he's sharing with me that the time came where his soul was called back home because he learned what it was that he needed. And now that he has moved into spirit form, he is able to help and assist in another way. He brings this message of love to let you know that the kindness you showed him and being able to help him pass in the way that he did was a gift to him, for he was ready. He came here and he learned what it was as the healer that he needed to be of his own learning, and he was able to bring that to a conclusion, to a completion, so that it was time for him to move into spirit form. But he says Ruby isn't done yet. She still has more learning to do, and her role as a healer, because they came together as a pair of healers, her role as a healer, he's showing me, is starting to strengthen. Sarah, I know you've mentioned to me that Ruby is sad and she's missing her brother dearly. And that makes so much sense because they are littermates and they've been together for 8.5 years. They're also showing me that the soul connection is very deep. And so as Ruby is going through a mourning, she is going and a grieving, she is going through a shift. And with supporting her through this, she's actually, what feels to me is like she's going to become stronger. There's an opportunity here for her to become stronger in her purpose as a healer. You talk, Sarah, about how they both taught similar life lessons to you. those similar life lessons aren't finished. Milo shares with me that even though he is no longer here in the physical, he still is very much still here. He brings me back to how animals share with me how when we do transition to spirit, we still are very much who we are. We've just changed form. So Milo is in a different form of energy. He's no longer in a physical presence of a dog, but he still very much is present with you. Milo wishes for you to know that you helped him fulfill his purpose. And the way that his body had to leave this earth with illness, there's a bigger picture to this. There's a deeper meaning to this. His big message is he is a healer. And he was a healer. He still continues to be a healer. It's just on Earth, the healer part of him was a healer of his own learning. Feels like in spirit, he's helping Ruby be able to become an even better version of a healer. And he wants to help you all in this healing. For it, he says it'll be a process first. Move through this time first. And then things will start to shift and flow. And then it really feels like Ruby will be able to step into her role and her purpose in such a bigger way. There feels like there's a lot more to this. We aren't able to get into the deeper messages in the episode here. If you ever wanted to do this at any time, you're welcome to reach out. But in the meantime, Sarah, I hope that this message from Milo about him and Ruby has been able to bring some comfort to your heart. I know it's a difficult time right now, and I send my warmest love to you all. Please give Ruby some loving from me as well. And Milo, thank you. Thank you for sharing your loving messages from spirit. It's like this envelopment of love to your family, Sarah. Milo is very much sending that love. Something to do with the sunlight and the sunbeams that you see in the air. Those messages are from him. I also feel like when the sunbeams comes in through the window and you kind of see the dust through the air, I giggle because it sounds funny, but it's like when you see that, he's with you. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with Milo in this way, and I send much love to you all. All right. Norel has asked the question. He says, "Hi, Mary Beth. After the first animal communication with Emma, you mentioned that we were together, Emma and I, for 7 lives or 7 generations. Does she remember how long ago? And if we were in the same formula, me as a human and she as a dog? If this question cannot be answered from your experience, please let me know." So, let me pull up Emma's picture here. Beautiful Emma. She's so sweet. Okay, so, Norel, sometimes when it comes to answering questions about past lives, and I know that in that one communication session, Emma did bring that forward. For me to connect in with her, it would be having her and I kind of access the Akashic records and go in to kind of receive that information. Now, this is something that might take longer than the 1 or 2 minutes that I have, but let's see what happens here. So, Emma, so great to connect with you again. It's Mary Beth here. Dad's asking a question because when you and I connected a little while ago, I received the message from you that you and Dad have been together many times. So I'm getting 7 again. She's bringing me back in time. She's bringing me to the number 3. I'm asking her, what does that mean? 3 times ago. 3 lifetimes ago? Yes. Okay. What about that 3rd lifetime, 3 lifetimes ago? Okay. C same. He did, and I'm just writing down here. Okay. Aw, sweet girl. Okay. So, Norelle, she's brought me back to three lifetimes ago. So, again, seven lifetimes has come forward, but she's bringing me back to the specific of three lifetimes ago. She says that she was also in dog form. She says that Dad was also in human form. So she's sharing that it's the same kind of dynamic than what you are in now. She's talking about there was something that happened where you had to save her, and it was really hard. It was really hard, and you tried your very, very best to save her. It was very, I'm getting a lot of struggle. I'm getting a lot of strife. There was so much that you did in that particular lifetime to help her and to save her. And she's telling me that you did save her in that lifetime. And then she brings me forward in time, and she brings me to present, you and her together. And she talks about how you saved her, and now you connect again. She shares with me this need within you to have to save her again. Does that make sense, Narelle? I know you and I have been working on a few things with her in the recent past. She says that that feeling of wanting to save her again, or needing to save her again, is stemming from this third lifetime ago together. She says here, please let him know he doesn't need to try so hard, because she keeps bringing me to the past life, present life, past life, present life. And she brings me back to the past life with that struggle of having to save her. In that particular lifetime together, you tried so hard. In fact, it feels like you almost lost your life trying to save her, and that you did save her. She wants you to know that in this lifetime, you guys are together again in the same form, dog and human, and that it's okay. That feeling and that need to try and save her again, she says it's okay. You already saved her. You don't need to do that in this lifetime again. But if it makes sense, Narelle, does it make sense that you feel like you need to do that in this lifetime with her? There's this feeling or this need to make sure she's okay. She's saying that's because of that particular lifetime, because that three lifetimes ago, you tried so hard and you succeeded, but it was at a cost, right? It was really hard for you in that lifetime. She says here, please let him know that you don't need to try so hard this time, and that you're doing so well with what you're already doing. And she wants you to know that she feels such love in that. She feels so grateful to be connected back together with you. And she shares so far that in your particular times together, she wanted to bring forward this third lifetime ago so that you can understand a little bit more about the happenings of this present time together. Emma, thank you so much for sharing that with me about your dad and sharing your message to him, letting him know that he's doing so well at helping you now. Yeah, he loves you so very much. Thank you, Narelle, for asking this question and this opportunity to communicate with Emma. And Emma, thank you so much for your openness in answering. Please move forward to episode 66, where the remaining half of your Q&A has been recorded and is accessible for you. You can move there now, and thank you for this time together.